The InStyleOwen podcast is brought to you by Cybionics, an emerging CGM brand that focuses on simplifying how individuals aged 18 and above monitor and control their blood sugar levels. Upon becoming available on the market, the Cybionics GS1 CGM has helped users worldwide navigate the complexities of diabetes management with more confidence and peace of mind. Thanks to Cybionics, now more people are able to view and share their real-time glucose data, receive customizable glucose alarms, and generate full AGP reports, all directly from an intuitive Cybionics app, empowering them with the necessary information to make better decisions about their health. Cybionics combines data accuracy and comfort of wear, which is important to us all, with a feature-rich app. The 14-day scanning-free and calibration-free Cybionics GS1 CGM aims to deliver reliable, seamless diabetes management experiences. For more, check out cybionicscgm.com. How's it going? It's Owen here, and this is a bite-sized episode of the InStyleOwen podcast, Redefining Diabetes. Every week, we'll dip back into the episode archive and get you to think and reflect once more about some of the things we've learned from the podcast over the last few years. It could be some diabetic wisdom, advice, a great guest, or even a hypo story. So enjoy this bite-sized episode of the InStyleOwen podcast. So how does a day now differ with all of these other variables that you need to monitor compared to a time prior to the infection and the sepsis?
I think the big thing is just take dose at the same. You know the old way of doing injections where you do, was it two times a day they used to do type 1?
I think it depended on.
I think it might depend on the person. I think my very first experience, I think, with diabetes was I would do an injection at 7 a.m. every morning, for example, and then I had to do injections at set times. That's essentially what it is with Addison's. So no matter what, you've got to take these cortisol at the same time every day. And then see how it, and then if you're having a normal day, it should work out the same every day. There's not as many things affect your cortisol. Like, you know, like heat can affect your insulin, for example. There's not as many small things that affect your cortisol, but there's also, for example, like, we're still trying to learn, when I drink, do I need more cortisol or do I need less? When I exercise, do I need more? And if I take more, do I then have to counteract it with more insulin? So it's literally like a learning curve. I'm back to being a science experiment for the next probably 12 months, just till I get almost like a handbook in my head of, okay, when I do this, my body's going to react with this, and I'm going to do this to counter it. Because that's exactly what it was for us when I first got type 1 diabetes. From day one, I was 10 years old, and I was there like, I need to be the most educated person on my diabetes in the room, because I'm not going to have my parents around me much when I'm older. So I had to work out how each diet, how each bit of exercise, how, like I said, the heat, being in the sun all day would affect my insulin requirements. And it's now I've basically got to do the same for another disease.
Yeah, and that, you kind of hit the nail on the head there about how you want to be the most educated in the room. And diabetes obviously is one of those conditions that the more you know, essentially the easier it can be, because you can spot patterns, trends, you can see what's going to spike you, what's going to drop you, all these different things that are consistently so relevant to our lives. Do you feel as if you're almost going through that whole learning process from day one again?
Yeah, that's what I say. It literally feels like diabetes 2.0. It feels like it's the original thing, because I'm doing all of it for a new medication, a new condition, but it all links back to diabetes. Because, like I said, if I get my cortisol wrong, then my diabetes isn't going to be right. So because of that, I've recently just been put, I'm going to do my first day actually this week, or a great week to do it, being diabetes week. I'm moving over to the Freestyle Libre sensor, so I can more accurately see, like, because obviously you can't sit around doing blood tests 50 times a day. So I can sort of see how every little action that I take during the day, if I have a stressful day at work, how that is affecting my blood sugar. And then almost then it's going to be easier to work out how it's affecting my cortisol as well. Because if I can get a really good grasp on, okay, my blood sugar and my blood sugar went up at this time, it's almost indication of your cortisol. They almost mirror each other. So it's going to be, so I'm moving over to the freestyle lever. So hopefully I can document some progress on that.
Before we pressed record on this today, Ryan, we were obviously having a brief chat, and you said, with all of your experiences in your life, it's either been a win or a learn or a lesson. When you look back over this whole experience, how do you feel about it? What lessons do you feel you've taken from it? What can you take away from it?
Because actually there is wins in it as well. There's wins and lessons, to be honest, because there's wins in terms of, like, I guess, life appreciation, like how close you were, like, multiple times during this to being, like, cause it's not just like the sepsis and the blood infection. Like I said, that week where I'm going into, like, Addison's shock and my blood sugar is going uncontrolled below, that's just as dangerous for my life as having the blood infection, to be honest. It may be even more dangerous because the blood infection, like I said, I was in the hands of doctors and I was on antibiotics. Like, one night of that shock and having uncontrollably low blood sugar, it could be game over. So there's almost a greater focus on health. That's a big lesson. Like, you can't just sort of guess your way through this one. It's like I said, I've always wanted to be the most, like, educated in the room, but there's probably times where, like, I felt like I can almost take the eye off the ball and, like, you just coast diabetes wise. Like, now that you can't really, when you're taking the cortisol into play as well. But yeah, the great appreciation for knowing that, like, you know what, like, you came very close, like, multiple times. So valuing health first, like, you'll never catch me doing my old lifestyle, partying abroad all summer, all year round. At one point I was doing it year round, and working, like, nightclub promotion. Like, I honestly don't think I would last the summer doing that now. So definitely a change in direction, I reckon.
You said you went to Ibiza after the Geordie Shore experience. Was that to work throughout the summer, or what was that, Ryan?
It was an attempt to work throughout the summer. I have this really bad thing. Me and my friends talk about it because my three best friends, they've been on, like, other big UK reality shows, and we always talk about it. Like, we have, like, almost like adrenaline dumps after you do something quite cool that you've always wanted to do in your life and experience. It's really hard just to go back to reality. Come out of the Geordie Shore house, was buzzing, had, like, my birthday, thought I was going to go back to work, and was like, you know what, can't do it. I need to go back to Ibiza. Like, I've just had a really cool experience. Didn't take into account, like, you know what, Ryan, like, you didn't recover properly from the illness. You probably should maybe spend 3 months just looking after yourself. No, I instead I booked that one-way flight, went back out there to attempt to work, and I physically couldn't. I found out very quickly that, like, one night of drinking, that before I probably could do 5 months straight of maybe 3 to 4 hours sleep a night, drinking at night, couple hours kip, up in the morning, at work, partying at night in the clubs, because that's obviously your job. I could do that for 5 months before, and if I did one night of it, I would honestly sleep for 2 days, no word of a lie, 2 days, which again is very dangerous for diabetes, because you 2 days you can go quite considerably low, can't you? 2 days without medication, but I honestly couldn't wake up. Like, I was that out of it. And I think that was the cortisol issue starting. But I just couldn't bring myself to wake up after drinking. So I didn't last long. I think I was out there for about a month. And then I had to come home. I realized that, like, do you know what? We're not really getting anywhere with this.
Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode of the Insulon Podcast. And if you want to listen to the full episode, you can check it out in the description. Chat to you soon.